This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Mikey on Joy.
We are joined by Commander Murray Fraser from the Victoria Police. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, sir.
Thank you.
We'd like to talk about White Night.
Yeah, for the last 6 years, Melbourne has celebrated White Night, and it's usually been a one-night-only event, but this year it's changing, and the event's going to run across 3 nights. So how is the Victorian Police going to be able to get involved, and how do you make sure we're all safe out there at night moving forward?
We've got a really strong police response and presence over the weekend. We've got large numbers of general duties police that'll be deployed. They'll be supported by a lot of specialists. We've got our operations response unit, our critical incident response teams. Our dogs will be out. Mounted branch will be out.
Says the horse brigade.
Horses will be out. Yes,
Brad. Always cool. Very intimidating. I love it.
Yeah, we're going to have heaps of. Police and the PSOs on the transit network, and we've got a really strong public order response capability that's able to be deployed to any hotspots.
Now, White Night's it's an alcohol-free event, correct? It's a family. Yep. How do you crack down on that? People, water bottles and all that jazz, what do you do? Just hit them with batons?
No, we would expect that the public will hear that message and not bring alcohol into the city. We'll treat issues as they arise in a pretty discreet and respectful manner, and we're not going to be heavy-handed about it. We'll just have a response that is suitable to the circumstances.
Discreet and respectful. I love that. That's great.
So this weekend also hosts major AFL. We've got basketball matches across the country. So, I mean, I'm assuming that if you work for the Victorian Police, you're not allowed to have holidays during this time of the year? Or?
Yeah, we do. It does create a few resource imposts for us, these major events. But we're a large organisation. We've got the ability to move resources across the metropolitan area to help with this. You know, we also do voluntary duties, so police officers on a rest day can work at the sporting events. That helps, certainly helps with rostering.
Helps. So when we go through, so we've got this weekend, we've got the White Night. We've also now got a little PA system that goes through the city. Is that something that you guys have control over? Do you use that? Will you be giving messages on nights where there's tens of thousands of people in the city? Will that be used to keep people moving in directions to keep them out of areas? Are we meant to be listening for these announcements?
Yes. I think that's something that the police commanders will work out on the night with the City of Melbourne. Hopefully we won't need to use them.
No, fantastic. Well, look, Commander Fraser, thank you so much for your time this morning. We'll be seeing you again in a month's time. And if the listeners have any questions or topic that they would like to ask the Victorian Police about next time, you can email us here at Tom and Mikey, and we'll pass it on to you lovely men and ladies who come on through and talk to us.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.